your...
Hi, good evening. At this time, I'd like to start the Ronnie Information Net. If for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie Net, calling the Ronnie Net. This is M2HTL. My name is Aaron, and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie Information Net. Calling the Ronnie Net, calling the Ronnie Net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, WA2HKS at 444.0, and AB2UK at 29.68. This net has only one rule. You must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear this net, you're encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please give the call at W2PE and release your push to talk like so to ensure you're not doubling. Then please give your call sign, your name, and your location. Of course, if you do have any comments, questions, or traffic for the net, please state so and you'll be given your turn accordingly. Let's begin by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is KD2DKH, Doug, in North Tonawanda. No comment tonight, Aaron.
W2PE. This is KD2, yes, Doug. Ruth in the town of Tonawanda.
QPE. KD2, KFG, Phil and Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. Here is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, India Lima, Donald in Amherst, no comment.
This is 82. GCL, George in the town of Tonawanda.
82PE. This is KD2KEH, Ken in Amherst. No comment.
W2PE. This is K2KLB, Dean in Tonawanda. Good evening, everyone.
W2PE. This is KD2LAA, John in Chickawaga. No comment.
All right, there's a dandy call up right there. Let's hold it there and welcome and acknowledge KD2LAA. Good evening to you, John. KD2KLB, hi, Dean. KD2KEH, good evening, Ken. KD2GCL, hi, George. And KD2FIL, good evening to you, Don. KC2YTJ, good evening, Mike. KD2KSG, good evening, Phil. KD2GSZ, good evening to you, Ruth. And KD2DKH, good evening to you, Doug. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. Do we have any additional mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie Information Net? Please call W2PE. Right, let's move on to general check-ins now. General check-ins for tonight's Ronnie Information Net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. WB2DED, all in Grand Island. Good evening, all, and no further comments.
All right, let's welcome and acknowledge Paul, WB2BEB. Good to hear you, my friend. Maybe a chat later on this evening. Any additional general check-ins for tonight's Ronnie information, that please call W2PE. Right, nothing heard. Let's move on to get some Ronnie announcements. I sent an email out this afternoon to all the Ronnie board members that the first board member meeting of the season will be on August 15th at 6 p.m. Again, check your email if you have not done so already. I'll send out another reminder next week, but it will be at 6 p.m. August 15th. Check your email for location as well as any additional information. The next Ronnie general meeting obviously happens this coming September. The meetings always happen the second Tuesday of the month, so our first meeting is going to be on September 12th. This will be the meeting where we recap everything that Ronnie was doing over the summer months, as well as what's going to be coming up in the fall and winter months. A lot of great special events that Ronnie will be taking part in, as well as a great way to reconnect with all your friends from Ronnie, and actually anybody's welcome to come to our first meeting. So September 12th at 7 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity on Colvin Boulevard. Ronnie Breakfast Get-Together, which always happens the third Saturday of the month, is on August 19th at 9 p.m. at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, which is at 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, right next to ABC Tool Rental. Again, our next breakfast is on August 19th at 9 a.m. The special announcement is Ronnie's annual summer picnic takes place tomorrow night, beginning at 5:45 p.m. until the mosquitoes start to carry us off, or the ticks. Both of them are kind of rough this year. The location has changed. We are now going to be having the picnic at the West Canal Park, or the West Canal Marina Park, which is located right on Tonawanda Creek Road in North Tonawanda. You can do a Google search for that, but West Canal Park can be had by going on Niagara Falls Boulevard, taking a left or a right on Connecting Road, depending on which direction you're coming from. Connecting is going to take you right to Tonawanda Creek Road. A couple of landmarks to look for. There is a trailer company that sells car trailers, truck trailers, on the corner. On the other side of the corner, there is Ponds, P-O-N-D-S, Unlimited. It's a pond supply store. Directly across the street is, I want to say, Muscarel's Bakery is right there, or up a little ways. But that's Tonawanda Creek Road, right? Or I'm sorry, that's Connecting Road. You'll veer around Connecting, and that'll end right at Tonawanda Creek Road. And you will take a left on Tonawanda Creek Road until you find, you'll be right there at the park, basically. You'll be right there. So just look for your friends. We'll try to get a shelter if we can. There will be a roaring fire to cook your steaks, both tube and round. So bring your dogs, burgers, etc., drinks, plates, and utensils, and a dish to share. Ronnie is only providing the fire, folks. So if you're planning on coming to cook, please bring your food and a dish to pair with everyone. Share, I should say. It's going to be a great time, as always. And, the club will provide the fire and condiments as well. And please, folks, the fire doesn't last forever. We'll get a couple of the grills going. So if you plan on arriving late, you might be eating cold hot dogs. Once again, it's the West Canal Park, which is right on Tonawanda Creek Road in North Tonawanda. On the north side of Niagara Falls, it's on the north side of the canal. So that's Tonawanda Creek North, right near Niagara Falls Boulevard. Just take Connecting Road right to Tonawanda Creek Road and take a left, and the park is right there. You can't miss it. And lastly, just a reminder, 5:45 tomorrow evening. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins before we move on. Any additional check-ins, please call W2PE.
W2PE.
KB2TIN, just listening.
Checking in.
Yes.
Hi, Ross, KB2TAN is there. George, I got you in there. KE2QIA and Lee, KC2RBL is there. Okay, folks, a couple of announcements coming up. Mark your calendar. The 19th of August is the Cuca Lake Amateur Radio Association's Hamfest in Avoca, New York. You can go to Clara, KLARA.US for more information. Again, that's on the 19th of August. Also on the 19th of August is the Rochester Radio Repeater Association's Hamfest in Greece, New York. It's the RRRA Hamfest at Barnard. You can get more information by going to k2rra.org. On the 27th of August, the Chautauqua Amateur Radio Service Hamfest in Lakewood, New York. Head over to chautauqua-ars.org for more information about the Chautauqua Amateur Radio Service's annual Hamfest. A little closer to home, on September 9th, we got the Lancaster Hamfest, sponsored by the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club in Lancaster, New York. Head over to W2SO for more information about this one. Last week, folks, keep in mind the Ronnie Flash Mob is going to be coming soon. We'll send out an email to everybody. We'll probably meet on 10 meters just to get things started, or maybe on 6 meters. So if you've got 10-meter facilities, put those antennas up and get ready. We'll try to get everybody gathered on the same frequency for some roundtable discussion and just a heck of a lot of fun. If you're brand new to HF, or if you've just acquired a general class license and you've never had the opportunity to get on the HF bands before, doesn't necessarily have to be 10 meters. If you're interested in just getting on the air with a couple of your friends from Ronnie to hold your hand through the process, no need to be nervous or scared or anything. We all had microphone fears at the beginning of our ham radio career, but the Flash Mob is going to be coming soon once we work out a couple of technical details. So dust off those radios, and we'll get everybody who has never tried HF on the HF bands. So check your emails, because I'll be sending out an email announcement about it if I don't get to announcing a time and a frequency right here on the Ronnie Information Net. A couple of special events I want to point out. This one I announced last year and actually took part in. Beginning on August 12th and ending on August 13th, the Civilian Conservation Corps, otherwise known as CCC, will be celebrating their fourth annual Civilian Conservation Corps on the Air Weekend special event. The last 4 years, this special event has been taking place the second full weekend in August, and it begins on Saturday, August 12th, and it'll go, it begins at 1400 hours Zulu, which is 10 a.m. Eastern, and run until Sunday, 2100 hours Zulu, which is 5 p.m. Eastern. For those of you who don't know, here's a little bit of history. The CCC came into being in the spring of 1933, where its goal was to provide needed economic relief to families suffering from the effects of the Great Depression, pardon me, and to protect and develop the natural resources of the United States. CCC camps were located all around the country, and radio played a big part in how the camps communicated with each other. And this special event is going to honor the contributions that the boys of the Corps made to our country by putting the sites of the CCC camps back on the air. There's actually one in Niagara Falls, Buckhorn State Park, as a matter of fact. Used to be an old CCC camp. CCC camps are encouraged to be activated at the actual location of the camp, but if the camp's no longer accessible or you can't get permission to set up a site, you can operate from any sites that the camp worked on. You can head over to qsl.net/CCC for more information. But just take a listen. All across the bands, they're going to be on 40 meters, 80 meters, 20 and 15, 15 conditions permitting. Do a search for on your favorite DX spotting website, and just look for any station that identifies itself as being affiliated with the CCC. Nice QSL. If you make contact with any of the stations, once again, just go over to qsl.net/CCC. Once again, that's beginning on August 12th. It's the Civilian Conservation Corps on the Air, fourth annual on the Air Weekend. And since W2PE and the Radio Association of Western New York is fortunate enough to have a club station aboard a museum ship, namely the USS Little Rock and USS The Sullivan, we always are very proud to promote some of the special events that the other museum ships around the country are holding. Also on August 12th, beginning at 1600 hours Zulu, the USS Midway Museum ship is going to be holding a special event to commemorate the USS Nautilus passing underneath the North Pole on the 3rd of August, 1958. Operating on 20 and 40 meters, as well as PSK on 14.070. For their club call, November India 6, India Whiskey, NI6IW, that's the USS Midway's call sign, and a fantastic QSL card with the Midway if you've never made contact with them before. Again, they're going to be on the air all weekend long, and just on the 12th from 1600 to 2300 hours. But just take a listen for their commemorative special event on the USS Nautilus passing underneath the North Pole on the 3rd of August in 1958. Last but not least, we announced this one last year, and this was a heck of a lot of fun, too. I was actually able to make a couple of contacts with this one. Listen for the call sign November 7 Charlie as they begin a special event commemorating SCHO Code Talkers Day, which begins on August 14th and runs through August 16th, operating on 20 and 40 meters. Again, using the call November 7 Charlie, this special event will commemorate the Code Talkers, who were people in the 20th century who used obscure languages as a means of secret communications during wartime. The term Code Talker is now usually associated with the United States soldiers during World Wars who used their knowledge of Native American languages as a basis to transmit coded messages. In particularly, there were approximately 400 to 500 Native Americans in the United States Marine Corps whose primary job was the transmission of secret tactical messages. Code Talkers transmitted these messages over military telephone or radio communication nets using formal or informally developed codes built upon their native languages. Once again, listen for the Navajo Code Talkers Day beginning on August 14th at 0 hours Zulu and running through August 16th at 2359 hours Zulu on 40 and 20 meters using the club call sign November 7 Charlie. This is that I say club call. This is the Navajo Amateur Radio Club out of Window Rock, Arizona. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net. Any additional check-ins, please call W2PE.
W2PE. C2WTD, Lon in North Buffalo. No comment tonight, Aaron. If you give me a landline later on, I'd appreciate it. And something else again. Thanks.
W2PE. Good evening, Aaron. Everybody else on that. KA2IWK. Jim in Lincoln.
W2PE. KC2IIZ. Chris in Buffalo. No comment.
Hey, hi Chris, good evening, thanks for joining us. KC2IIZ is there, KA2IWK, good evening to you, Jim, and sure thing, Lon, I'll give you a call after dinner. KC2WTD is there as well. Last thing I want to promote, folks, is Ronnie's participation in the Solar QSO Party, which is going to begin on August 21st at 1400 hours and run through 2200 hours. You can find out more information about this by going to W2PE.com. There's a link to the Solar QSO Party in the upper right-hand corner of the W2PE.com website. We're looking for people who want to join the Ronnie team. If you're interested, digital modes are preferred, anything from PSK to RIDI to the brand new FT8 mode. If you haven't tried that, you're really missing out. Even though that mode is in beta testing right now, it's pretty much taking off all over the world. A lot of us have gravitated over to FT8. It's the next step in the JT65 arsenal developed by Joe Taylor. Again, if you want to get started on FT8, drop me an email and I'll be happy to get with you and get you started on it. But anyway, digital modes are preferred for the Solar QSO Party, but of course you can use voice modes as well. If you'd like to take part, drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. Again, August 21st, head over to the W2PE.com website for more information. And again, you can have little to no experience whatsoever in working an event like this, but it's something that we like to do to encourage all of our new licensees to get on the air, as well as folks who might be a little shy just picking up the microphone or operating on a computer for the first time. So don't be shy. Come on and join the team. It's going to be a great time. You can do this right out of your home, for that matter. All right, folks, with no further net business, and I'm going to assume there's no further net business, does anybody have... have any words or questions they'd like to ask, or does anyone have, is anyone waiting in the wings lurking who wants to check in? Let's make one final call, and then we'll shut the thing down for the net. If anyone wants to join or comment, please call W2PE.
W2PE. Here's KB2, Hotel Sierra Hotel. John in Grand Island, no comment. Good evening.
John, good evening. KB2HSH is there. Thanks for joining us. One last call. Do we have any additional check-ins or anyone with comments or questions? Please call W2PE. With no further net business, although I will leave this as the thought for the night. The McDonald's Sriracha Specialty Sandwich. When you get it, it doesn't look anything like the picture. Really. We would like to close the Ronnie information then on that note and thank everyone for checking in this evening and remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters, although it was very tasty. We wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of the repeaters tonight and to remind everyone to check into the BARA.net every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. Can't say it enough, folks. It is BARA repeaters. Don't forget that we use on a daily basis. So please consider joining BARA in order to help maintain the repeaters. More information about joining BARA can be found by going to their website at BARA Buffalo, B-A-R-R-A-Buffalo.com. And if anyone has any information, questions, topics, or anything for the Ronnie Information Net, please feel free to contact myself, Aaron, N2HTL, at oldhamradio@gmail.com, or drop Kevin a line at wa2fkv@arrl.net. And on behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. We now turn the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Have a great night and a great week, and we'll talk to everyone again next Monday.